Mesechtes Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed, the top line on Daf Kuf Lamed, Amud Aleph, at the new Mishnah. And let's quickly review that the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Chavav and Beis taught us that if Yaakov says that my Bechor should not receive Pishnaim, or that one of my sons should not Yashin together with his brothers, Loya Maklum, as he's being Masna Lakar Dov Benatero, and the only way that Yaakov can effectuate his intent is if he gives his assets to his children, Beloshim Atono, and the gift would be Chal while Yaakov is still alive, and this way, at the time that he dies, he doesn't have any estate to be merged to his Bechor or to his children. And we also saw that even if Yaakov used the Lashon Yerusha, but either B'tchilu B'emtza or B'saif, he mentioned Lashon Matana, so we will explain that he really meant to give these assets as a Matana and the gift would be Chal. And we already saw that Rashbam explained that the Mishnah is going L'fi D'Chachamim. However, as we will see from our Mishnah, Rabbi Yechon Breka will be Chaylik on the Chachamim, and he will hold that it is possible for a father to change the standard dinim of Yerusha, and he could direct that one son should inherit more than another, or one son should inherit his entire estate, and potentially that his daughter should even be able to yashin and take precedence over his sons, even though he has sons. And as we will see, this will be based on Xeris HaKosov, and therefore it is not considered that he's being Masna HaMash HaKosov B'Torah. And let's keep in mind that Rashbam calls our Mishnah the Sefer of the previous Mishnah, and the previous Mishnah is called the Resha, and that is the Sheet of the Chachamim, and this Sefer will bring down the Sheet of Rabbi Yechiman Breka. And the Mishnah begins, Ha'imel Ish Pleni Yerusha, if Yaakov doesn't have sons, but he does have daughters, and he says that I want a specific person to yash my assets instead of my daughter, and as Rashbam points out, that even if that other person is Yaakov's own brother, and therefore if Yaakov did not have any daughters, then since this person is his brother, therefore he would be entitled to receive Yaakov's Yerusha and receive Yaakov's estate. And similarly, the Mishnah continued, that if Yaakov has a son, or he has grandchildren, and therefore they would be entitled to receive Yerusha, and Yaakov says that I want my daughter to yashin, even though he has a son, then the Mishnah teaches us Loya Maklum Shehisnal Masha Kasab B'Torah, then in both of these scenarios, then Yaakov's words are not effective and then null and void, as he's being Masnal Masha Kasab B'Torah, as the Torah teaches us that when a person has a son, then the son should yashin, and if he doesn't have a son and he has daughters, then his daughters should yashin. And at first glance, this sounds exactly like the Sheet of the Tanakhama that we just mentioned from the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Chavav and Beis that stated that a person cannot make a tnai legabe Yerusha, and the only way that a person could change the order of Yerusha that is stated in the Torah is only if he says so b'losh matana. However, as the Rashbam points out, that the Gemara will be medayik, that it seems that the only time that this would not work is only when Yaakov wants to change Yerusha and wants to give the Yerusha to a brother when he has daughters, or to a daughter when he has sons. And it's mashmar that if Yaakov only had daughters and he would say that I want one of the daughters to yash in my entire estate, or if he only had sons and he would say, I want only one of my sons to yash in my entire estate, then that would be valid. And that is again the Sheet of the Chacham that we had in Daf Kuf Chav Vav and Beis, as the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Chav Vav and Beis stated, Ribel Echad Umir Echad, that if Reuven says that I want one of my sons to get more than another son, then Loya Maklum, as that is also considered a case of being Masal Mashal Kasab B'Torah. And the Gemara will discuss this point in further detail. And the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yechiman Breka Ima, and Rabbi Yechiman Breka states, that if Yaakov will make the statement regarding someone that is roy to yashnim, then that person would yashin Yaakov. However, if Yaakov makes a similar statement and he gives over his assets to someone that is not roy liyashay, then that would not be a valid statement, and that person would not be koina. And Rashbam points out that at this point, the Gemara feels that Rabbi Yechiman ben Breka states, that is referring to a case where Yaakov has sons, and he says, I want one of these sons to yashin me and to receive all of the inheritance, and the other sons should not receive an inheritance. And in that case, Dvar Kayomin is not considered Masna Mash Kasab B'Torah. However, Zok Rashbam, that at this point, the Gemara feels that even Rabbi Yechiman Breka agrees that if Yaakov has daughters, and he says that instead of my daughters inheriting me, I want my brothers to inherit my estate, or if Yaakov has sons, and he says instead of my sons yashining, I want my daughters to inherit my estate, that certainly even Rabbi Yechiman ben Breka would agree that in Dvar Kayamin, and he can't make such a tnai, as Lemaisa at this moment, his brother or his daughters are not royally Arshai, as Yaakov has a closer relative, and either either he has a son that's supposed to yashin, or Yaakov has a daughter that's supposed to yashin him, and therefore he can't go and change that, and Yaakov would not be able to say, I want my brothers to inherit my estate when he has daughters, and he can't say, I want my daughters to inherit my estate when he has sons. And Rashbam points out that even though Rabbi Yechonon break his lashon is im amal mish royli yashai, and it's mashma that this person has an ability to yashin at some point, but Rashbam explains that right now the Gemara feels that it means kagoy shu royli yashai b'miksas kagoy ben ben abanim, that at this moment he has the ability to yashin some part of the estate of Yaakov. However, if Yaakov has sons or if he has daughters, then his brother or his daughters are not considered someone that's royli yashai, as at this moment, based on the standard dinim of Yerusha, they don't have any chilek in Yaakov's estate, and therefore Yaakov would not be able to say that I want him to yashin b'makom sheish ben or b'makom sheish bas. And the Gemara begins that the Mishnah stated ha'im ish pleni yirsheni b'makom sheish bas or biti tirsheni b'makom sheish ben, that lo yamaklum shehistan mashakos b'teira, and it's mashma that the only reason why it's histan mashakos b'teira is taima da achav b'makom bas u'bas b'makom ben, is only because at this moment this person has no shaykhis to the Yerusha, as the Maisa Yaakov has a daughter or Yaakov has a son that takes precedence over his brother or over his daughter, respectively. The Gemara is medayik ha-ben bein abonim u-bas bein abonim is tvar of kayomin, that's mashma that even Tanakam would agree that in a case where Yaakov died and he only has daughters and he says, I want one of my daughters to yashin my entire estate, or if Yaakov died and he only has sons and Yaakov specifies that I want one of my sons to inherit my entire estate, then in that case that would actually work and Yaakov could make such a tnai. The Gemara therefore is a masefa, but let us see the safe of our Mishnah, that the Mishnah states Rabbi Yechonon breka ima im amal mishreili asher dvar kayomin, and as we previously explained, at this point of the Gemara feels that Rabbi Yechonon breka is teaching us that if Yaakov has sons, then he could say that I want one of my sons to yashin all of my estate, and if Yaakov only has daughters, then he could say that I want one of my daughters to yashin, and my other daughters should not yashin at all. And the reason why Yaakov could do this is because at this moment his son or his daughter is royally yashai, as they certainly have right to some chilek in this Yerusha, and therefore he could say that I want him to receive the entire Yerusha. And it's mashma that if he would say that I want my brother to yashin my estate when he has daughters, or he says I want my daughters to inherit his estate when he has sons, then that would not work. And therefore the Gemara is Hainu Tanakama, the Lachirut is no chilek between the Shita Rabbi Yechonon breka and the Shita of the Tanakama. And the Gemara continues and states V'chitema Rabbi Yechonon breka afilu ach b'makom bas or bas b'makom ben kama. And if you will want to explain that Rabbi Yechonon breka is actually taking this a step further than Tanakama, and while Tanakama states that the only way that a father could direct his Yerusha is only when he's giving it to one son when he has other sons, or giving it to one daughter when he has other daughters, and Rabbi Yechonon breka is telling us that as long as that person is royally yashai, and even though that person is not royally yashai at this moment, and for example if a person has sons but he says I want my daughter to inherit in place of my sons, or if a person has daughters and Yaakov says that I want my brothers to inherit in place of my daughters, and Lemaisa, if Yaakov would not have sons, then his daughters would receive Yerusha, or if Yaakov did not have daughters, then his brothers would be next in line and would have a right to inherit his entire estate. So maybe Rabbi Yechonon breka is teaching us that even in this scenario, we would consider it that Yaakov is giving his Yerusha to someone that's royally Ashai, therefore Devar of Kayomin and his daughter or his brother could inherit his estate, and that would be the differential between the Shita of Rabbi Yechonon breka and the Shita of the Tanakama. But the Gemara says that this can't be, as we know that it is not the Shita of Rabbi Yechonon breka, and as we will see, Rabbi Yechonon breka certainly holds that the only way that a person could change who receives his estate is only by a case of ben ben abanim or bas ben abanis, but you can't go and give it to ach b'makom bas or bas b'makom ben. And as the Gemara states, v'tanya, but we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel b'nei Shua Rabbi Yechonon breka ima, Rabbi Shmuel, who is the son of Rabbi Yechonon breka, states, and the nechku ab v'chacham al ach b'makom bas or bas b'makom ben shloi amaklum, that certainly my father Rabbi Yechonon breka and the chacham do not argue in a scenario where Yaakov has daughters and he says I want my brother to yashin in place of my daughters, or if Yaakov has sons and he says I want my daughters to inherit in place of my sons, that certainly in that case everyone agrees that loya maklum, and certainly this would be categorized as being masal mashakas b'teira al manachku, and where's the machlekes between my father and the chachamim al ben ben abonim u bas ben abonis, in the scenario where Yaakov has sons and he says I want one particular son to yashin my entire estate, or if Yaakov doesn't have sons but he has daughters and he says I want one of my daughters to yashin the entire estate and the rest of my daughters shouldn't get any part of the estate, specifically in that case sha'ab Abba Imi Yirish, V'chamim Le Yirish, that my father, Rabbi Yechman Breker, holds that a Ben Ben Abonim or Bas Ben Abonis could Yashin, while the Chacham still argue, and they say that that would still be a case of being Masa Mash Kasbatera, and therefore Loyam Maklum. And if so, we're back to our original question, that L'chayu, what is the chiluk between the Tanakam of our Mishnah and the Shita Rabbi Yechman Breker, as based on the deal that we made in the Tanakama, it's Mashma that the only time the Tanakama stated that Loyam Maklum is only when Yaakov tried to give Yerusha to his brother when he had daughters, or to his daughters when he had sons. However, in a case where he tried to give Yerusha to Ben Ben Abonim or to Bas Ben Abonis, then certainly that would be valid. And L'chayu, that's exact same Shita as Rabbi Yechman Breker. And the Gemara now continues and brings two different explanations and two different answers. As number one, Iba Yisema, if you want, I could explain, Midikama Loy Nechaku, Mechlau Tanakama Sovel Nechaku, by the fact that Rabbi Shmuel B'Neshu Rabbi Yechman Breker began his statement by stating, Loy Nechaku Abba V'Chachom, it's Mashman, he's coming to respond to a Tanakama that actually argues with Rabbi Shmuel, and the Tanakama of Rabbi Shmuel actually held, not only does Rabbi Yechman Breker argue in a Tanakama B'Negeia case of Ben Ben Abonim, but he also argues in a Tanakama in a case of Achim B'Mokim Bas, or Bas B'Mokim Ben. And when Rabbi Yechman Breker stated in Amal Misha Roy Liyoshoi Dvaro Kayamin, he means to say, if he said about someone that's Roy Hayoimu L'Mochel Liyoshoi Achash Thomas Bitoi, or Achash Thomas Benoi, then Dvaro Kayamin, that as long as when Yaakov gave over the Yerusha, he gave it over to someone that is Roy to Yashin him if he wouldn't have a daughter, or if he wouldn't have a son. And for example, if Yaakov had a son, and he said, I want my daughter to Yashin, or if Yaakov had a daughter, and he said, I want my brother to Yashin, so since his daughter and his brother would be Shaykh to Yerusha, so therefore that would be a valid statement, and he would have a right to give it to those people, even though at this moment they're not actually Shaykh to Yerusha, and they wouldn't Yashin Yaakov, and they're only next in line to Yashin Yaakov, and even so they're considered Roy Liyoshoi and Dvar of Kayamin. L'maisa the Rashbam explains that Lefidus Teretz, it would come out that there are two Shitas. There was the Shita Racham that we saw in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Chaf Am Beis that held that it doesn't make a difference if a person is not Roy Liyoshoi at this moment. And for example, in a case where Reuven says, I want my brother to Yashin B'mokim Sheish Bas, or I want my daughter to Yashin B'mokim Sheish Ben, or even in a case that the Mishnah brought on Daf Kuf Chaf Am Beis, or Rebel Echod Amir Echod, where the Mishnah taught us that if Yaakov stated Mishum Yerusha Loya Maklum as Lemaisi is being Masla Hamashav Kasbatera, as even though this son is Roy Liyoshoi right now, but he only had a right to part of the Yerusha, and therefore Yaakov can't say that I want one of my children to receive the entire estate, or if he only had daughters, I want one of my daughters to receive my entire estate. And even in that case, the Chacham hold that Loya Maklum. And of course, the Rashbam is bothered that from the Reish of our Mishnah, it's Mashma that there is a Shita that holds that the only time that's Loya Maklum is only by Ach B'Mokim Bas or Bas B'Mokim Ben. And we originally were Medayik Ha Ben Ben Abonim or Bas Ben Abonis Tvar of Kayamin. Let us see the Rashbam and Diba Maschel V'Chitema, where Rashbam bavorns this problem, and Rashbam states as follows, that our Mishnah is teaching us that Rabbi Yechman Breker understood that the Shita Racham is that it's always considered the Masla Mashal Kasbatera, and even in the case of Ben Ben Abonim and Bas Ben Abonis, just like the Reish stated on Daf Kuf Chav Avon Beis, Gabi Weibel Echad Amil Echad Shem Am Mishum Yerusha Loya Maklum, the Koshkin Ba'achav Machakum Bas Kedetani Zefa, and the Reish of our Mishnah is actually a continuation of the Tanakama of the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Chav Avon Beis, and the Mishnah is working with the Derech of Zuv Ein Tzarech Loy Mezug Tani, that not only in the case of Ben Ben Abonim or Bas Ben Abonis is Ein Dvar Kayamin, but certainly in the case of our Mishnah of Achav Machakum Bas or Bas B'Machakum Ben, it's certainly the Tanakama holds that Loya Maklum, and Rabbi Yechman Breker argues on both of these points of the Tanakama, and Rashbam continues, Inami, and if you want, I could explain, L'Hachi Tanya L'Hach Sefer, that the reason why we mentioned the Reisha of our Mishnah is Lashmin and Dafilu Ba'ach B'Machakum Bas, also Rabbi Yechman L'Flugi Aleh the Tanakama, V'Lemei Medvaro Kayamin, as we wanted to point out that there is a case of Ach B'Machakum Bas or Bas B'Machakum Ben, and even in that case, Rabbi Yechman Nuri would argue on Tanakama, and similarly, V'Reisha Nami Ravusek Tani, and the Mishnah Daf Kuf Chav Vav Mabez, there's also a Chiddush as Dafilu B'Ben Ben Abonim Amr Abonim Ein Dvar Kayamin, that even in a case where Yaakov wants to give Yerusha to one of his sons when he has other sons, that Ein Dvar Kayamin, and it's considered Masna Amashu Kaz Batera, and Rabbonin and Rabbi Yechman Nuri, there's a major gap between the Shita of the Tanakama and the Shita of Rabbi Yechman Ben Breker. And as Rashbam continues, V'nimtzu Reisha Misnei Lashmina Koyech Rabbonin, Dafilu B'Ben Ben Abonim Amri Loy Maklum, V'Sefer Misnei Lashmina Koyech Rabbi Yechman Breker, Afilu Ba'ach B'Mokim Bas, Poligad Rabbonon, V'Oma Dvar Kayamin. And in the second of the wide lines, Rashbam continues, V'Loy Glamedic Minok, Kainal El, Taimed O'A Achav Mokam Bas, to a dinami ben ben abonim d'layim uklum, as certain Tanakam hold that even ben abonim is not considered a valid Yerusha, el mishum Rabbi Yechman Breker Nishneis, the also Rabbi Yechman Breker Lameimo, im omal mishuroi hayyem ulamachli Yerushai, achash Thomas Bitoi dvar kamen, the afagad the hashtam yelei chazal Yerushai. However, Rashbam points out that this only applies where it's one step removed, as lemaisa if Yaakov's daughter dies and she doesn't leave over any children, then his brother would receive this Yerusha. However, Zok Rashbam, vim ein roi li Yerushai, acha Bitoi, kagoin doidi veish leachin, the achin koid malachi aviv, loy maklum, hoil vein roi li as since Yaakov's uncle is two steps removed, therefore he's still considered in royal Yoshoi, and even Rabbi Yechon ben Breker would agree that that case would be considered a scenario of Masal Mashal Kas Batera and Leah Maklum. And it's important to note that at this point in the Gemara, there's actually a machlekes as to what Rabbi Yechon ben Breker holds, as Rabbi Shmuel ben Esh Rabbi Yechon ben Breker holds that his father's din is a very limited halacha and only applies in the case of Ben Ben Abanim or Bas Ben Abanis. However, even Rabbi Yechon ben Breker would agree that if it was a case of Achim Mokam Bas or Bas Mokam Ben, then Loya Maklum. However, there's the Shita of the Tanakama who argues on Rabbi Shmuel ben Esher Rabbi Yechon Breker, and he holds that Rabbi Yechon ben Breker's Shita was very expansive, and Rabbi Yechon ben Breker would even hold that if Yaakov wanted to give his Yerusha to Achim Mokam Bas or Bas Mokam Ben, then it would be a valid Yerusha. Gemara now continues, Ibo Yisema Kulud Rabbi Yechon ben Breker, that really our entire Mishnah is going like the Shita of Rabbi Yechon ben Breker. And let's keep in mind that according to this Teretz of the Gemara, the Gemara feels that Rabbi Shmuel's testimony as to what his father Rabbi Yechon ben Breker holds is actually valid, and the only time Rabbi Yechon ben Breker holds that a father could change the Seidah of Yerusha is only by Ben Ben Abanim or Bas Ben Abanis. However, even Rabbi Yechon ben Breker agrees that you can't give Yerusha to Achim Mokam Bas or Bas Mokam Ben. Even though that if this is the explanation of Rabbi Yechon ben Breker, then the Gemara asks the question that Hainu Tanakama, that this seems to be the exact same Shita as the Tanakama of our Mishnah, as it's Mashmah and Tanakama, that the only time that Yerusha would not work is Achim Mokam Bas or Bas Mokam Ben, and we would die called Ben Ben Abanim or Bas Ben Abanim is Tvar Kayamin, but Zakti Gemara, the Chsuri Mechsev HaChitani, then really our entire Mishnah is going with Fida Shita Rabbi Yechon ben Breker, and there's missing words, and this is the way to understand our Mishnah, that the Mishnah states, Ha'imish Pleni Yerushani Ben Mokam Sheish Bas, or Biti Yerushani Ben Mokam Sheish Ben, Loi Maklum, in the case where someone wants to give Yerusha to Achim Ben Mokam Bas, or Bas Ben Mokam Ben, then certainly that's not a valid Yerusha, as even Rabbi Yechon ben Breker agrees to this point, and certainly the diak that we made in the ratio of Mishnah is proper, that Habas ben Abanis Ubein ben Abanim im Ami Yerush Kol Nechasav Dor Kayamin, that if Yaakov would have sons and he says that I want one particular son to yashin my entire estate, or if Yaakov only had daughters and he said I want one particular daughter to yashin my entire estate, then Yaakov's statement would be valid. When the Mishnah brings down the Shita Rabbi Yechon ben Breker in the Sefer of the Mishnah, that is just a continuation of the ratio of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is just continuing and telling us Rabbi Yechon Omar, and the reason why this is true is because Rabbi Yechon Breker holds im Omar Mishurei Liyoshoi Dvar Kayamin. The Gemara continues, Om Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, Rabbi Yehuda states in the name of Shmuel, Halachak Rabbi Yechon Breker, that Halacha follows Rabbi Yechon Breker, Bechein Om Rava, and Rava also states Halachak Rabbi Yechon Breker. And let's keep in mind that at this point, even though we stated Halachak Rabbi Yechon Breker, but to still be bothering us, what is the Halacha? As Lemaisa, we had two different versions as to what Rabbi Yechon Breker states, as according to the first Ibay Yisema, Rabbi Yechon Breker actually had a very expansive view, and he held that it doesn't make a difference in the case of Ben Ben Abanim or Bas Ben Abanis, or even in the case of Achim Mokam Bas or Bas Ben Mokam Ben, then all cases Dvar Kayamin. While according to the second Teretz of the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon Ben Breker actually agrees to the Tanakama that in the case of Achim Mokam Bas or Bas Ben Mokam Ben, that Loya Maklum, and it's only in the case with Ben Ben Abanim or Bas Ben Abanis, Rabbi Yechon Ben Breker argues the Tanakama and he holds Dvar Kayamin. And when we pass Rabbi Yechon ben Breker, which Shita of Rabbi Yechon ben Breker are we actually passing like? And Zok Rashbam, that must be that we're passing like Rabbi Yechon ben Breker, that it's only in the case of Ben Ben Abanim or Bas Ben Abanis that Dvar Kayamin, but Einachinami, in the case where it's Achim Ben Mokam Bas or Bas Ben Mokam Ben, then certainly Rabbi Yechon ben Breker would hold that Ein Dvar Kayamin and Lo Yamaklum. We will get back to this point once we learn the next Gemara. The Gemara continues and is now bothered that L'chira, how could Rabbi Yechon ben Breker state that in the case of Ben Ben Abanim or Bas Ben Abanis, that Dvar Kayomin, if L'chir it's Masal Amashal Kos Batera, and L'chir Tanakam is correct. And the Gemara states, for Om Rava, and Rava states, my time Rabbi Yechon ben Breker, and what is the reasoning, and what is the makar for Rabbi Yechon ben Breker Shita, as Om Akras, the Pasuk states in Pasuk Kisetze, L'hoye B'yoyim Hanchiv Le'ez Bonav, Hatayr Nit Rishus La'av, L'hanchil Chol Mishiyitza, as Rashbam Rambam states that the pasuk could have stated v'hoi b'yom she'en chilu banav, and instead it states v'hoi b'yom han chilu es banav, and it's mashmah the father has some sort of a shaykhis to giving this Yerusha to his children, and therefore the Torah is teaching us that when you're giving Yerusha to your children, you have an ability to actually direct the Yerusha, and if Yaakov has many sons, he could say, I want one particular son to yashin all of my estate, or if Yaakov doesn't have sons and he has daughters, then he could say, I want one of my daughters to yashin my entire estate, and the other daughters should not receive any part of my Yerusha. And even though the Gemara uses the term l'hanchel l'chol mi sheyirza, and mashman that you can give the Yerusha to anyone you want, zok rashbam l'chol mi sheyirza mi banav from your children, hein l'habis lo ma'achiv, hein l'harusha kol. Certainly you can't give Yerusha to anyone that you want, and it specifically has to be ben bin abanim or bas bin abanis, and it has to be someone that's royally yashai, and zok rashbam l'shinu yakama, and according to the first Yibay Seyma, the Mishnin l'el, the plugar b'echim abreka, afilu ba'ach b'makam bas, ikalamei menamei So we could still explain that this is the makar of Bechem and Breka, or Banav Lav Dafka El Yarshav, and even though the Torah states Behoi B'yoyim Anchiles Banav is not referring specifically to his children, but it refers to any of his Yarshim, Vafilah Royal Yarshai Yerush Karina Bey, and even someone that's Royal Yarshai, at least one step down, that is also considered someone that's Yerush, and therefore the Torah is telling us that you could give it to Yerush since he's Royal Yarshai, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Abaya, Sabaya responds to Rava, Hamil. And l'chira, why are you telling us that the makar for a bechem and breka shita is from the pasuk of v'hoyu b'yom anchilas banav? If l'maisa in that same pasuk, the pasuk states v'hoyu b'yom anchilas banav isa shiyir loy l'yuchel l'vaker es ben ahuva pnei ben asnua b'char, and it's muchach from the Torah that the only time there's a problem of taking away a portion of Yerusha from one of your yarshim is only when you're taking away from the b'char. It's clearly mashma that if you take a chelik away from a son that is a pashut and give it to one of your other children, then that would be valid. And why do we say that his mekar is from the pasuk of v'hoyu b'yom manchilas banav? And as Rashbam says, the hachi mashma b'chira lo yuchal ha'avim b'chor u'b'hanchal ha'achirim al-v'shah n'chasa b'loy chila b'chira yuchal ha'anchal ha'echel mi'banav, and any part of the rest of your estate, you can take it away from all of your other sons and direct that it should be given specifically to one of your sons. And the Gemara responds, ha'humi b'yu le'l'chitanya that in chenami, although we have the pasuk of we also need the additional pasuk of v'hoyu b'yom manchilas banav in order to teach us this halacha, as we will see that we require both of these psukim. And the Gemara continues and brings the brisa, Abachanan Omer Mishum Rabbi Elazar, Abachanan taught us in the name of Rabbi Elazar, and we continue and have kuf lamin rabbeis, and we will be gurus like the Bach, the layuchal avakir matam alema. Why did the pasuk in Pashki Seisei have to teach us layuchal avakir ben ahuva al pnei ben asnu habachar? And as Rashbam points out, since the next pasuk states, and therefore, clearly from Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Torah is already teaching us that you can't take away the Chelik Bechor and you can't take away the Pishnayim from a Bechor. The Brisa continues that Rabbi Elazar explains that since regarding a Pashut, the Torah tells us that a father has the right to give his Yerusha to his son, and as Rashbam points out, the Mashma that a father could choose how much to give to any of his children, and he's not locked in to give equally to each of his sons, and therefore one may have thought that we should learn the same halacha would apply to a bechor. And as the Gemara continues, she yachol v'aloy dinu, that lemaisa would be based on a svara u'ma pasha she yafa koicha she neitel b'roikah b'mochzuk, that madach b'negei the chelak ha'pashut, that we know that a father is meirish to his children even if it's something that's only roy to come to the father, and it's considered as if they're mochzuk on that item. And as Rashbam explains, the bechelak pashut loiksiv bechor she yamatzel, the Torah doesn't use the lashon of b'chol shi'matzalai regarding the chelak ha'pashut, and even though we see that a child has a very strong right to yashin and to inherit the estate of his father, and even so, that the Torah gives a right to the father to take away a chelak pashut from one of his sons and give it to another one of his sons, and therefore one would think that we would make a kavachema to the din of b'chor and the din of pishnayim, that b'chor shahur koicha she'inu neitu b'reika b'mukzak, that since we know that b'negeya the chelak that a bechor does not take b'roika b'muchzik, and for example, if there are assets that the father did not have in his rishus at the time that he died, and for example, if a borrower of the father pays back his loan at a later point after the father dies, then a bechor doesn't take pishnayim, as that is considered roi. Therefore, a bechor doesn't have a right to pishnayim in anything that's roi, and therefore, one may think that since a bechor doesn't have such a strong right to his pishnayim, so like kolshkein, so certainly a father should have the right to take away the chelik bechor from a bechor and give it to one of his other children, and that's why the Torah has to write the pasuk of layuchel vaker in order to teach us that a father cannot take away a chelik bechor from a bechor and give it to one of his other children. And Rabbi Elazar continues, once we just explained that the Torah had to write layuchel vaker ben ahuva al pnei ben asnua bechor, so lachir it would then be pashut that would make a diak that the only time that you can't choose is only by a bechor, but ben gei a pashut you'd be able to take a chelik away from one of your sons and give it to another one of your children. And if so, why did the Torah have to write v'hoi b'yom manchila esbanav in order to teach us that a father has the right to give over the Yerusha to his children and he could choose ben ben abanim or bas ben abanois? And the Gemara explains in a similar fashion, sheyachov aloy dinu, that once again one may think to make the following kavachimah, u'ma b'chor shehu koicha shein neitu b'roika b'muchzuk, the madacha b'chor that is so weak that he doesn't have a right to take b'roika b'muchzuk, and even so, omer Torah l'yuchel v'akar, that a father cannot take away a chel b'chor from the b'chor, so pasha shiafa keicha shenaitu b'roika b'muchzik le'koshkein, and therefore one may think that since a pashut takes b'roika b'muchzik, his power and koyach to inherit from his father is that much stronger, so certainly the father should not be able to take away his chelik of his Yerusha and give it to another one of his sons. And therefore, Talmud Leima, the Torah had to teach us, v'hoi b'yayim anchil esbanav, ha-Torah nit rishus la'av, l'hanchil l'chol mi'ish yirtza, and at least in regard to the chelik ha-pashut, the father has a right to direct that chelik from one of his children and give it to one of his other sons, and he's able to be manchel ben ben abanim or bas ben abanais. And if he does so, then dvarav kayamin. And this way, we now see that when Rava stated that my time under Rabbi Yechon, and he brought the pasuk v'hoi b'yayim anchil esbanav, he certainly meant as a bayi brought from this brisa that in actuality we have the pasuk of lo yuchel levaker. But from that alone would not be enough, as potentially we have a kal v'chomer would teach us that a father cannot take away the chelik ha-pashut from a regular son. He wouldn't be able to be manchel the ben ben abanim or blas ben abanais. Kamash blon the pasuk v'hoi b'yayim anchil esbanav, that a father has a right to choose ben ben abanim or bas ben abanais. And ayin at the end of the tesis on daf kuf lamed amal of diba maschel haim lo yuchel levaker nafka, that tesis points out that really the Gemara should now ask a question on the Rabbanon, that how can you say that you can't choose ben ben abanim or bas ben abanois if l'maisa the pasuk tells us b'negei abachar lo yuchel levaker, and it's mashma that this only pertains to the chelik abachar and michlal the chelik pshitas yachol, and therefore l'chiru we should have a question on the Rabbanon. And let's keep in mind that we learned our Gemara like the Rashbam, as Rashbam at the top of the Amid explained that when the Gemara stated that it says lo yuchel levaker matam leima v'alik sid basrei habachar ben asnu yaker, and l'chiru it's a bit tzarech bira, as since the pasuk tells us habachar ben asnu yaker, so l'chiru how could the Gemara have stated that if the Torah only said v'hoi b'yayim anchil esbanav, then one may make a kal v'chomer that the chelik habachar can be taken away from a bechor? But l'chiru how could we ever have such a habmina if the pasuk states ki yaseh bechor ben asnu yaker lasis loy pishnayim bechor shiyamatzi loy? And this is a question that bothers Rav Shmuel Rozovsky ayin sham. Before we continue, let's go back to the previous idea that we started speaking about when the Gemara stated at the bottom of Daf Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph, Amar B'Yudah M'Shmuel Halach K'Rabbi Yechman Breika, V'chein Amar Rav Halach K'Rabbi Yechman Breika, and we stated that the Rashbam explains that when we say Halach K'Rabbi Yechman Breika, it means according to the second Ibayisema, Rabbi Yechman Breika holds that the only time that he could choose is only by Ben Ben Abanim or Bas Ben Abanis, but certainly Rabbi Yechman Breika agrees to Rabbanon that a person cannot choose Acha B'Mokim Bas or Bas B'Mokim Ben. And Uran explains that even though it is not mefurish in the words of Shmuel or in the words of Rava, as they just state Stam Halach Rabbi Yechman Breika, however, Zokt Uran Pirish V'Alibud Rabbi Shmuel Brei, that's going according to the way Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yechman Breika, explained the words of his father, to have a Kimle B'Mil Davua, as certainly he was a Baki as to what his father held and his father Shita. Uran continues, V'Oid Nirali Kayim Midarminan Omer Rabba, my time with Rabbi Yechman Breika, Omer Kor V'Hoy B'Yem Menchilas Banav, V'Hach Drosh Oloi Sagya El L'Bin Ben Abonim, and since the Pasuk states, V'Hoy B'Yem Menchilas Banav, so it's mashma that it's only been talking about a scenario where the father is giving over Yerusha to Ben Ben Abonim or Bas Ben Abonis, as certainly one Bonim could refer either to sons or to daughters, but it certainly is not referring to his brothers. And Rashbam on Daf Kuf Lamed Menalef and Dibur Maschel Halach Rabbi Yechman Breika brings this idea as well, and we will read the entire Rashbam, and we'll read it quickly, as the Rashbam is very lengthy, but the Rashbam states as follows, Halach Rabbi Yechman Breika uch the mashma stomen masisin, the mashma do ben ben abonim kama, that our entire Mishnah is going according to Shita Rabbi Rechem and Breka, and like the second Ibayisema, the Chsur Mechsa Vachitani, and Rashbam continues with another Raya, the Ekonamil Medak, Midloy Kamishmuel, Halakra Bechem and Breka, Afilo Achim Makam Bas, Ubas Makam Ben, that since Shmuel says it's Stoma and just tells us Halakra Bechem and Breka, so it's certainly Mashma that it's only in a limited case of Ben Ben Abanim and Bas Ben Abanis, as if he wants to extend it even to a case of Achim Makam Bas, Ubas Makam Ben, then Shmuel should have been more explicit. The Rashbam continues and brings down the same Svar Duran, the time grab Bechem and Breka, Mafishinil Kamar, Mibiyam and Chidras Bonov, Mashmanami, the Ben Ben Abanim Kamar. Rashbam continues with another Raya from a sugi that we learned on Daf Chofras on the Bez and states, Ula El Mami Hachemidon, Oma Bai Hachikama, Hoi Maltina, Ben Abanim, Yerish Konachosai, Neman Kura Bechem and Breka, Michlad Davisfirlu, the Loy Polig, Elo Ben Ben Abanim, Hilkach Loishnam, Oma Plain Beni Yerish Chetzinachosai, Loishnam, Oma Yerish Konachosai, Dvar Kayamin, Bafilum Kosukain, Loishnam, Oma, Loishna Kosev, as the Rashbam continues to explain. And the Gemara continues, Omrab Zreka, Omrab Ami, Omrab Chanina, Omrab Yanai, Omrab Rebbe, Halach Rabbi Chaman Breka, the Halach follows Rabbi Chaman Breka. And as we explained, that if someone has sons and he wants to choose that only one son should receive his entire estate, or if someone only has daughters and he wants to choose that one of his daughters should receive his entire estate, then he could do so. The Gemara continues, Omrali Rab Abba, Rab Abba responded to Rab Zreka, Hayra Itma, Rebbe never said Halach Rabbi Chaman Breka, but instead there was a story that actually occurred and Rebbe passing like Rabbi Chaman Breka. And the Gemara asked, but Micah Mithli, what would be the nafkamina between the way that Rab Zreka brought down the member of Rebbe and the way that Rab Abba brought it down? And what is the chiluk if Rebbe actually gave a share and he stated Halach Rabbi Chaman Breka, or if an actual story occurred and Rabbi Yechon passing like Rabbi Chaman Breka? And the Gemara answers, Ma'asova Halach Adifa, or Ma'asova Ma'isirav, the Rab Zreka hold that it's better to say that someone passing the share that Halach is like Rabbi Chaman Breka than if there's a story that occurs and you passing like Rabbi Chaman Breka, and we'll explain why this is in a moment. However, Rab Abba holds that it's much better if there's a story that actually occurs and Rebbe actually paskin halach l'maisa that the halacha follows Rabbi Chaman Breka. Let us see the Rashbam and Dibur Maschel b'maikem mifli nehid mashmi lehochi umashmi lehochi, that even though there was a different Kabbalah as to exactly what occurred, but my benau, what is the actual nafkamina? And the Gemara explained that masav halach adifa shepoisik halach lasis kain, that if Rebbe paskin the halach like Rabbi Chaman Breka, that is better because clearly we see that Rebbe holds like Rabbi Chaman Breka. However, if we would actually say that hoira, that iklamem the Torah raya, that the person that saw the Rebbe paskin and it seemed that he was paskin in a certain manner because he held like Rabbi Chaman Breka, but it's possible that the person that saw the story actually made a mistake. The shema isadin leinifsek Rabbi Chaman Breka, as maybe the reason why he paskin that way is not based on Rabbi Chaman Breka, aladei tainus acheres zicha esakol chasul lechem abanim, but maybe the other tainus involved in that specific din Torah. That is the only reason that Rebbe paskin that one of the sons should be able to receive the entire estate. And for example, Kagoyin Sha'am Ha'av Loshim Atana Im Loshim Yerusha, the Ludivri Akal Devar Kayamin, and as we learned in the first Mishnah, that as long as someone says a Loshim Atana, that even Rabbanan agree that it would be a valid Matana, and that specific son would be Koyne his entire estate, not based on Yerusha, but based on a Matana, and it is possible that Rebbe actually did not hold like Rabbi Chaman Breka. And as Rashbam continues, and this is similar to the idea that we find when the Gemara mentions the concept that there's a certain halacha that was said over and la beferish itma ela mechlola itma dahu bechor de ozel vizor ben chsei didei the savar roi de mishum hai taim a nifse kein va maisa mishum taim a chwina, but the maisa the reason was because of a different reason av a kumen kava halacha oz in lefashish bedava, but Reb Zreka holds that if Rebbe actually paskin in a shir halacha Rabbi Chaman Breka, then there's no question as to what Rebbe held, and therefore it's better to have a girsa that Rebbe stated halacha Rabbi Chaman Breka. However, as the Rashbam continues, the Reb Abba held masava maisa rav kishemurin lasis maisa oz yesh nusbich b'lasayisai, that when you see that there was a psak based on the actual maisa that occurred, then that is a better way to see that Rebbe actually held like Rabbi Chaman Breka, as kishoyim halacha kaplini ain't simchin lasis kein as shiyim halacha maisa kidal kamon the om halacha iklamim b'derech limude om hachi, that maybe while he was learning he felt that halacha is like Rabbi Chaman Breka, but ultimately he may have not passed that way aval bab maisa liyadoi have medaktik yosa, as he certainly would be medaktik when it came to maisa. And that would be the nafkamina between Rab Zreka and Rab Abba. And our Gemara continues, Tana Rabbana, we learned to the Braisa, in lemidan locha loymi pi talmud v'loymi pi maisa at shiyoymu loy halacha l'maisa, that someone should not learn the halacha based on his Rebbe saying in the shir that halacha is like a certain talmud chacham. And as Rashbam states, the Shemim Yavi Liyode Maisa Yedaktik Yosef Yiratam Acher Bedava. Similarly, even if there's an actual Maisa that occurs and his Rebbe Paskin in a certain way, you shouldn't Paskin Halacha Maisa and you shouldn't be Medama Milsa Milsa. And as Rashbam states, Im Yiru Rabbi Yosef Maisa Yikba Halacha Bekach, the Shemim Tor Betam Shal Psakdin Shal Yosef Maisa, Habi Toyim Bedava Halomim Mimaisa, Kedarminon, Vahod Pliny Labba Ferishitma, El Michal Itma, Betar Besvara. The only way that you should be Soymich on any halacha, only after a maisa comes to your Rebbe, and Rebbe paskins that way, and he says, this is the way you should paskin halacha maisa. And Ayin Rashi, Masechtas Brachos on Daf Chav Dalet, that he explains halacha maisa, halacha lasis maisa, and Rashi, Masechtas Avodah Zarah on Daf Ayin Dalet states, lahuris ala maisa. Finally, the Brisa continues, Shol v'omoloi halacha maisa, that if a Talmud asks his Rebbe, and his Rebbe responds to him that this is the halacha maisa, yelech v'yasim maisa, then he could go and actually follow this psak. However, with one caveat, as the Gemara explains, they shouldn't go and be medama milsa milsa. And the Gemara asks, "My lo vatchalo yidama?" That how can you say that there's a caveat that you can't be medama milsa milsa? That the entire way that we understand psak is based on being medama milsa milsa, and certainly that can't be what the brisa means. And the Gemara explains, "Amarashi hachi kama o vatchalo yidama betreifus." That benegia treifus specifically, you can't be medama the metzias of one halacha to another halacha. The Tanya, and as we learned in the Brisa Mitzechus Chulin, in Oymer Betreifus, Zu Doymel Zu, that you can't say Legabi Treifus that this halacha should be similar to another halacha. And since one mum is considered a treifa in an animal, then a similar mum will also make the animal a treifa. V'al tetamo, and don't be matmi on this halacha. Shrechot mikan umesa, and chot mikan v'chesa. We know if you cut an animal in one spot, it would die and it is a treifa. And you could cut it in a very similar spot and it won't die, and therefore it would not be a treifa. Therefore, specifically be the gay Dine Treifers, we can't be Madama Milsa La Milsa. And I end Rashbam Diba Maskal HaKol Tayr Kula, can I mean be Irvin, as the Gemara teaches us in Mesechtes Irvin, Gabi Shleima, the Azbar Bedami. And what the Rashbam continues, that be the gay Treifers, you can't be Madama Milsa La Milsa, Lulami Zumizu, Kagan Treifers HaKovid Minareya, and you can't compare the Treifers of the liver from the lungs, can I mean on, and as the Gemara Gittin tells us, Chilupa Bekveda, Jain Chia Saivarim Shava, Ain Oim Betreifers, Zu Dime Luzu, and as we know, Shwe Chaykhumi Kam, Betsaimis Hagid, therefore we see that every part of an animal is very different, and the only way that if something becomes a treifa is only in a very specific scenario, and you can't be medama milsa lamilsa ayin sham. And the Gemara now continues, Rabasi asked his Rebbe Rabbi Echron, ki amalon ma halacha hachi, when you are in the middle of a shir and you tell us that halacha follows a specific shita, navin maisa, could we go and use that psak in a case of halacha maisa? And Omar and Rabbi Echron responded, Lo savidu adamino halacha lemaisa, they shouldn't follow my psak. And the only way that you can know exactly what I paskin is only if there's an actual maisa that occurs, and when they come to me with the shayla, I paskin in a certain way. And as Rashbam states, the b'shas maisa adam yori lidoin u'mechavin liba yosa k'namar la'el elamid halacha mepikamara atshiyem loy halacha lemaisa. And the Gemara continues with another idea b'negei psak. Amalu rav l'rav papa urav huna b'ir rav shua. Rav said to rav papa and to rav huna b'ir rav shua, when you receive an actual document that says I pass in a certain way, and you have a question on my psak halacha, you should not rip up that psak halacha until you come in front of me and ask me the shayla, as if I have a reason, then I'll explain to you my reason, and if you actually have a good question, then I'll be able to be chayza. However, if I already died, and therefore you can't come and ask me what my reasoning was, mikra tekru, that you shouldn't rip up the psak, and you can't go and learn from this psak to another case. And the Gemara explains why not. Mikra tekrinu, you shouldn't rip up the psak, the avoy hasam dilma hava minul chutayma, as if I would be there, then maybe I'll be able to give you a reason, and therefore you should be mekayim the psak, and you should take for granted that I must have a reason, and I must have a good teretz for your question. And as Rashbam adds in, the avoy hasam, v'shem megam atem timtzu teretz l'kushyaskram, and maybe at some point you'll find a valid teretz for your question. And we continue on Daf Kuflav and Aleph, Migman Abalei Sigmum Rei. However, you should not learn from this psak to other dinim, as the Ein L'dayin Elamashe Ein Avroyes, as since you do have a question on my psak, therefore you have to paskin based on the way you see it and based on the way that you want to paskin. As Rashbam at the top of the Amid points out, Al Tigmu Lodomine El Kafisha Daitam Noito, the Ein L'dayin Elamashe Ein Avroyes, Kedetanim Mesechlis Nida B'Shili Perak Beis, Rabbi Ro Dam Balaylo V'Timei, and then Rabbi Yoyim, he saw the same dam in the daytime, Vitierai, Himten Sha Achas V'Rohu, and then he waited another hour, and then he looked at it again, Chazav Timei, and once again he said it's Tamei. Omar Oili Shema Teisei, Omakshinam Vadei Ta, Netanya Lo Yoyim Chacham Ilu Hoyolach Hoyo Tamei, Ela In Ladayin Ala Mashe In Arois, and Ayin Rebach, who brings that the Gemara Masechtas Nida brings the Teretz to this question, but the Maisa we see from there, the concept of In Ladayin Ala Mashe In Arois, Rashbam continues, V'Hu Adin Ladova Tali Besvara, the In Loy Ala Mashe Libu Raya, who appear common in Sanhedrin, Nafkala, Imcha Midvar Mishbot, Imcha Midova, Imcha Mishbot, In Ladayin Ala Mashe In Arois, Ayin Sham. And before we end, let us go back to the Rashbam on Daf Kuf Lamed Beis, and even though this is not actually the Pshat in our sugya, but the Rashbam brings down a similar memra that the Gemara Masechtas Nida on Daf Zayin discusses, and we will begin reading the Rashbam on the fourth of the wide lines in the Rashbam, and the Rashbam states, "V'makom achar minon ein l'meid halacha mitoch Mishnah kagoyin zeh shekasu b'Mishnah v'alacha gedvarav." And for example, in cases where Mishnah actually states that halacha follows a certain man of Amra, kagoyin hadatam Masechtas Nida on Daf Zayin, Rabbi Elazar ima bon noshim dayin shaitan. And the Mishnah is bringing down three dinim in the name of Rabbi Elazar, and in regard to all of these three dinim, the Mishnah states halacha gedvarav that halacha follows Rabbi Elazar. And even though the Mishnah already stated that halacha follows Rabbi Elazar, Shmuel still reiterates that halacha follows Rabbi Elazar in the Gemara. And the Rashbam continues and brings a similar raya from Mishnah Masech Tzivamis on Daf Mem Tes. And the Rashbam then states that even though we're not soymech on halacha of the Mishnah, and we're not soymech when the Mishnah says halacha kamaisai, however, when Amir says halacha kamaisai, then we would follow the words of Amira, and we were passing that way. And Rashbam explains a very important insight: the kivin shepaskim the kos from Rabbi Ashi Ravina shehim seif hara vade lao samchinon and mitzino lemedim hechad the polig yochid itzel rabim kihani loy samchinon psak aloch shel mishnah elam kain paisib gemara aval psak the gemara samchinon de kulu av aloch lemaisa. In reality, any time that an Amira would say that aloch follows a certain man of Amira, then really we should passing like the man of Amira. And even so, Rabbi Yechon told his Talmud Rabbi Ashi that loy savidu adamino aloch lemaisa. And Rashbam explains because Rabbi Yechon was machmer on himself for Amal Tamid of Kilkamon Shlo Yase Dovat Shiemel Aloch Lemaisa behind the time of Dil Mahad Beimahu Psak Aloch Shapasak V'Yur LeTamacha Beinov. And Rabbi Yechon was concerned that even though at this point of his life he felt Aloch should follow this man to Amar, but potentially at some point he would change his mind, and therefore he wanted to make sure that he was specifically clear that he told them Aloch should follow this way, and he actually passed this way when it might actually happen. Umiul Acher Pitirasei, but certainly once Rabbi Yechon died, Yeshlam Lasis Masha Pasaklam Da Koy Mechayev Lehadabe the Koshkin Yeshlam Lusmeich Halacha Saksubis VeGemara Moshe Sidron Vashi Da Kaim Lom Bav Metzia. And as the Gemara Mesechs Bav Metzia and that Peivav teaches us, Vashi Ravina Sefer Ra Lumin Nishal Oyed Bishas Meisa Im Loi Nismeich Halacha Sapsukas VeGemara Kaim Moshe Sidron Vashi I Hatshiyev Loi Halacha Meisa Ha'in Ad Meshoy Lechadish Dov Me'ata El Vadik Moshe Pasuk Achreinim Kach Nasa. And Rashbam continues and brings a raya from Yerushalmi and Mesechus Peya that was Zikir B'Shem Shmuel Amar in Lamed and Loimin Alachas Loimin Agodas Loimin Atisefteis Elamin Agamara Kloimin Medivir Amroyin Loimin Pi Maisa Kosim Mishnu Brisa Kogoyin to Pligi Rab Malea Atchirim Alachal Maisa Kloimin Kain Alacha Leich Vasekain Inami Shemel Alacha Kedi Lasis Maisa Kogoyin Shabbat V'Shalach Chachamim Maisa Baliyodi Heich Alacha Kedi Lasis Kach V'Amulei Alacha Kapolini Afal Pisha Mustam Zehu Alachal Maisa That would be considered Alachal Maisa Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.